episode of Taste Test. I'm your host, Devin O'Dwyer. I'm the current assistant podcast, and I'm here with three wonderful women of The Voice. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Sure.
All right, I'll start. Hi, I'm Claire Goldberg, and I am the content manager. Who the F knows what that is?
Hi, everyone. I'm Amy, and I'm the multimedia editor.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Mannering, and I'm the executive culture editor.
So today we're going to be taste testing a wide feast of items from Trader Joe's, specifically in the specifically fall theme, because if you guys all may or may not be aware, Trader Joe's during the fall is the best season at Trader Joe's. They have lots of fall items, and we basically have a big collection in front of us, partly thanks to Amy's mother, partly thanks to me. So we're going to dive into that. But before we do, do you guys want to go around and say your current relationship to Trader Joe's?
I can start this time. Okay. So I've been going to Trader Joe's basically my entire life, I guess. My mom is super into it, so we always go to the one up in Wilmington.
Shout out to Wilmington.
Yeah, Devin and I first met at the Panera there,
right by
the Trader Joe's that I've always gone to.
This is a true love story, everybody.
It really is. Yeah, so it's good.
Yeah. It's good. I also have been going to Trader Joe's my whole life because my mom is also a big Trader Joe's fan. She said this was the best podcast idea, so I'm putting that on the record.
Is that your relationship to Trader Joe's?
Yeah, we'll get more into it later.
Okay, yeah.
We need ample
dynamics.
It's complicated.
Okay. Well, I just recently started going to Trader Joe's, and I've actually only been one time in the one in DC.
That is insane.
I've been one time at the one at home, but we were like, since I grew up in Florida, we were Publix people.
Loyal to that.
Yeah. It's just like, I think it's just in the South. Yeah. It's very big
people
on customer service. Yeah. The sub, pub subs. Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, I've never heard of her.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, once you've met her, you'll never forget her. You know what I mean? So, yeah, my first time at Trader Joe's was honestly incredible. Like, people had really hyped it up to me. And, like, it really is amazing. Like, the fruits and veggie selection is not great, but, like, someone like me who doesn't know how to cook and has no time, or at least uses that as an excuse, filled up my cart with 1,000 frozen meals, and then, you know, everyone there is so attractive also, so I'm like, is this a dating app? And that's my relationship to Trader Joe's.
To Joe himself.
Yeah. So I've been going to Trader Joe's for a while now, but it took some convincing to get my dad to allow me to grocery shop there, because he stands Ralph's, which is like the West Coast Wegmans.
There's one of those here.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Yeah. But pretty much, like, we would always go to Ralph's, and then finally I'm like, Dad, Trader Joe's. It's cheaper, the food's better, like, let's just do it. And then we did it, and he's now hooked. So I love Trader Joe's. I exclusively shop there as much as I can. I have once run into a man that I went on a J-swipe date with at Trader Joe's. And I was like, hey, we dated once. And then that was it. And then I never saw him again. But it was a sweet, brief, and tender Trader Joe's moment.
It's like a comforting presence, I feel like, for these things
true.
To happen.
Yes. Yeah.
These things haven't happened to me, but I would imagine. It's a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a brief history of Trader Joe's, actually, and a few fun facts. So Trader Joe's was started by Joe, of course, himself, a man named Joe Colom, not sure how to pronounce his last name, launched a chain in LA, actually. I don't know if you knew that. In 1958, called Promo Market, but he changed his idea because of the competition of 7-Eleven, which is interesting. I know. Like, who would have thought? And if you go into any Trader Joe's, you know that they all wear, like, the Hawaiian shirts, and that's because, that was on purpose, because at the time, I read that the tiki trend was really popular, so that's why they wear Hawaiian shirts. I don't really know what the tiki trend is, to be honest with you, but it was started... He started the first store in 1967, which was a play on the name of a famous tiki restaurant called Trader Vic, which isn't as interesting of a origin story as I feel like I would imagine. But that's that, and that's why they wear Hawaiian shirts. And then in 1972, granola was the first line of food that they started under their private label because they have, like, the, you know, Trader Joe's specific label. And then in 1977, they expanded their private brand to fun names like Trader Ming. I just did air quotes around fun names. Like Trader Ming's and Pilgrim Joe. You know how they have, like...
Do they still have this now?
Yeah, like, for on Italian food, they have, like, Trader Giotto's.
Oh, yeah. God.
What? Yeah. Have I never noticed this?
Really? Oh, no. Well, we'll have to look closer. Some of these might have it. I'm not really sure.
I'm ready.
Trader Pumpkins.
Are you just saying that, or do you see it?
No, I'm just saying it.
All right.
Moving on.
I'll sprinkle in some fun facts while we eat, but one that I'll say that I think is interesting, which I knew, like, which was confirmed by the fact, but I think I, like, knew innately, was that the average supermarket has up to 50,000 items, and I'll tell you, when I walk into Safeway, I'm overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. There's too many things there for me. Yeah. I go because it's convenient, but it's just, it's such a big place. It's scary. I don't know any of the brands. But Trader Joe's only has about 4,000 products in stock in comparison. Okay. So if you think about it, it's much, much smaller. Yeah. Interesting.
I've never felt safe in a Safeway. I don't know why it's called Safeway. Trader Joe's, I feel safe.
You mean smiling because she does feel safe in Safeway.
That's true.
She needs those 20,000.
I do.
50,000. She's eaten all of it. I just.
I like options, ladies.
Taste test.
I hate commitment.
So, should we start trying some of these foods? Yeah. We have a lot of items.
Yeah.
So,
what should we start with?
I think we should start with the drink. Oh, so, does someone want to read what it actually is without hitting the table?
Pumpkin spice almond beverage.
Before we do this, I'm going to say that I don't know how this is supposed to be consumed.
But this looks like squash soup.
A smooth and creamy non-dairy beverage made with real pumpkin and spices.
I don't know if this is supposed to just be drank the way we're drinking it. But we're doing it.
We're doing it.
It's gluten-free and lactose and dairy-free, soy-free and vegan.
Shake well before using? Did we shake it well?
I shook it.
Okay.
We shook it.
All right, cheers.
Cheers, ladies.
Bottoms up. Not bad.
I think it's kind of good.
Yeah.
I think it would be better cold. It says it says on the side it's delicious chilled or warmed. I think chilled it might be better.
Yeah.
Or warmed. It's just room temperature.
It's like if you drank pumpkin pie mix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
With like a lot of almond milk in it.
Which honestly, those are two good things.
Yeah. It's like almond milk with like a slight tinge of the pumpkin as an aftertaste.
Yeah.
It's not as heavy as I thought.
What alcohol could I put in this? That's my question.
Okay, so we should all rate that between 1 and 5.
Wait, should we all say it at the same time?
So wait, 1 is the least and 5 is the best?
Yeah, we're going to do this for all the items. 1 is the least and 5 is the best. 5 is like, I'll eat this every day of my life. And 1 is, we'll never have this again.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. 3. 3. 2.5. 3.
I just held up my hand. I didn't do that at the same time.
I forgot the medium that we were on. So three of us said 3 and Claire said 2.5.
Interesting.
Okay, let's move on to the next thing.
What should we do?
I kind of want that ice cream.
Let's do the ice cream.
Ice cream.
It is a little melty.
Yeah, it was out. No, I think it looks good, though. It looks...
Oh. It is squishy, folks.
Can one of us read what this is and describe what we're holding for the 10,000 viewers at home? My mom will listen to this.
It's a tiny little cone. It's cute.
It's a tiny little cone.
All right, folks. It's called Mini Hold the Cone! Ice Cream Cones. Pumpkin ginger.
Calm down.
They are 8 mini gingery cones filled with pumpkin ice cream and white confectionery coating.
I think it's because I'm not a huge white chocolate fan.
Yeah.
You're not?
I just white chocolate love it. Even.
Do I like pumpkin?
Oh no, I have news for you.
It's not even white chocolate, it's just like icing. But like, no, this isn't good.
It's like a lava cake.
It kind of tastes like eggnog.
I hate
to say it, but I like it.
No, there's no... Well,
what is the each their own? What's the ice cream in the middle?
It's pumpkin ginger.
Yeah, I like that. I like the ice cream. It's coated in icing and there's ice cream inside.
I like the cone. It's like a
taco. The cone is just a standard cone.
It's like a taco.
You don't like yours at all.
I mean...
Amy's taken one bite of it.
Oh, you're shoving it down or something at the
You bottom. Really are.
Amy is holding
I'm
it.
I'm still gonna eat it even though I don't love it.
I also, guys, I just ate a lot before coming here.
What is wrong with you?
No, I mean, That was a while ago, but it just is still in there.
This has been planned for weeks.
You're right. So we're going to try... Wait, we need to go around and say the numbers of the ice cream.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give it a 3.
I'm going to give it a 3, too.
Really? I thought you didn't like it. You did like it?
I don't know. I didn't, like, love it. If I liked it, it would have been higher.
All right.
What if we give these all 3s?
I'm going to give it a 2.
Yeah, I'm going to say
no,
2,
No, because
too.
I know some of these things are a 5 because I've had them before. Next one. I kind of...
What do you want?
The Pumpkin JoJo.
Okay.
Which I've had before. They're really good. So the Pumpkin JoJo's, for the uninformed, are Trader Joe's version of Oreos, and they have regular JoJo's, and then they have ones in the fall, which I don't know what is in them, but they're so addicting.
Yeah, so those are good. The description says they're pumpkin sandwich cookies with pumpkin cream filling in every bite.
All right.
Ready the wheelbarrows and haul out the hail from the hay bales. The harvest has been bountiful.
For the record, she's reading off the package.
Oh my gosh.
This is not improvised.
That's really funny.
Autumn never tasted so good.
They're right.
There's also a nice... Do you want one or do you not? Do you want a half of mine?
I'll have half of yours.
Okay.
A nice couple of pictures on the packaging. Mm-hmm. There's a red truck and also a little barn.
Honestly, that's fall cute. Has arrived late.
All right. Well, cheers, cheers.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
I'm a fan.
Have you had them before?
Nope.
They're really good.
I've had them before.
They're like a little salty, but like in a good way.
They're just like, do you think they're better or worse than regular Oreos?
They're different.
Yeah, they're different. They can't be compared to that.
Right.
They kind of taste like animal crackers to me, but like more flavorful animal crackers.
It's like animal crackers with like...
Like the texture of the cookie is a little softer than like an Oreo.
It's not as crunchy. Yeah. You're right.
Wow.
I feel like that's my 5.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Well...
We're just throwing it.
Okay, fine. 4.7.
It's a 4 for me.
Okay.
I'll say 3.8.
I think I'm learning that you just don't like pumpkin.
Yeah, I think I'm learning that too.
System.
I'm at a 4. I liked it.
Yes.
Should we do the little cakes?
Yeah, let's do the little cakes.
Oh my god, the little cakes.
So, there are only 3 left of these little cakes because my apartment... Well, no, we ate an entire other container, Caitlin. My apartment has been eating the rest of this one.
Oh.
So, I'm going to abstain from this because... I've already had multiple.
I probably
are,
should.
Are
too.
They your 5?
And they're definitely my 5.
Oh my god!
It's because I'm a big chocolate girl, and they're mostly chocolate.
While we're eating it, you can describe
it. So these are Trader Joe's chocolate mousse pumpkins. They're velvety chocolate cakes layered with silky mousse. They're so cute, y'all. Like, they come in these little wrappers, like cupcakes, but then you turn the, like, they look like little cakes. Like, they have little layers like cakes when you bite into them.
They taste like cupcakes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're shaped, of course, like little pumpkins with little...
Amy likes this because there's no pumpkin flavor.
Exactly, Caitlin. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, this is incredible.
I know, right? They're so good.
This
and now they're all
my
gone.
5 too.
The rest of mine?
Oh shit. Oh no, it's okay.
I don't want it.
Okay.
You say so.
So you like chocolate, but you don't really like other desserts that I've learned.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't like ice cream.
I'm fickle like that.
She doesn't even like popcorn. Everybody leave a comment down below. Do you like popcorn? Do you like popcorn?
Yeah, I love popcorn.
Good.
I'm not a monster.
Comment down below.
You're a monster, Amy.
Comment popcorn in your language.
I expect to see at least 30 languages represented. This is deteriorating.
International listeners.
Well, I didn't dislike it, but it was like too sweet for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have a sweet tooth?
Like sometimes.
I
don't know.
Interesting.
I couldn't eat a whole one, and they're very small.
They are really rich.
Yeah they're very rich.
Yeah.
So what would you give it?
I guess like a 3.5.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I'd give it a 3.5 too.
Okay.
I did really like it, but I'm not a cake gal. I'm a pie gal. So.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Why?
Who's a pie? Who's a pie girl?
I guess my mom.
That makes sense.
Hi, mom. My mom is a pie.
Shout out to the moms listening to this because we know it's the 4 of our moms.
What's next, Devin?
Do you want to do the salsa or is that too out there?
I want the salsa.
Okay. Sure.
Okay, so we have harvest salsa and then we have Trader Joe's white corn tortilla chips as our vessel for the experience.
Corn is very
fall. Oh my, whoa.
Can I open this?
Corn is very fall.
It smells like regular salsa. I'll pass it. It just smells like regular salsa.
Oh yeah. It has like a little hint of something.
We're probably gonna have to cut out the part where we're chewing, because, you know.
Okay.
Are you telling me the listeners don't want to hear the crunch?
So it says, before we do it, I'll read it out loud. Fall harvest salsa. Mélange,
yeah. This is beautiful. This is poetry. An autumnal mélange of fruits and veggies, including pumpkin, apples, and butternut squash. Apples, interesting.
Oh. So that's what we're about to try.
That sounds good.
All right.
Ladies.
I know that wasn't a real one.
Wasn't.
This is how I eat salsa, though. For the people at home, I don't really like the chunks. I like just little pieces.
Devin O'Dwyer doesn't like the chunks.
Spicier than I thought, but I think it's pretty good.
This is not spicy.
I don't... What do you consider spicy? That's spicy.
Spicier than that?
Yeah.
Exactly. So sorry.
Like, I don't know what makes it fall besides for the fact that it's orange.
Yeah, that's true.
It tastes like normal... salsa to me. I wasn't able to distinguish anything.
Yeah.
I feel like, though... Maybe we're not trying hard enough.
If it would have been more pumpkin-y, that would have been just so off-putting.
Yeah.
That's true.
I agree.
Did it have a hint? I don't even know if it did.
Maybe a sous-saint. You're the one who knew mélange.
Is mélange, is that a French word?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Mixture.
Like
a... blend. Mélange.
Mélange.
I can't believe you took French. People forget.
People do forget.
All right.
Mostly me.
What's next?
Wait, what do we rate it as? I feel...
Well, I mean, as regular salsa, I would rate it a 5. But, like, as fall-themed...
It's not the best salsa I've ever had. I'd say a 3 or a 4.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think a solid 4.
I'll say a 4 from then. Yeah. 5 was too aggressive.
I don't even remember what pumpkin tastes like anymore. So. Okay, how many more things do we have?
We had the biscotti.
So we have biscotti, and then we have Pop-Tarts.
Oh, we also
and those other cookies.
Things. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Are those worth doing?
They're good.
Guys, we gotta do it all.
Okay, we only have 3 more things. Okay. We can do it. Now we're going to eat these.
Oh, should we say what they are?
Yes. These chocolate-covered...
Petite pumpkin spice cookies.
More
shortbread
French.
Cookies with pumpkin spice and yogurt coating.
Yogurt. All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
I just want to say that mine is white and everyone else's is a different color.
This is orange.
This is good.
They're laughing at me because I didn't know what color to call it.
No, I get it. It's like a beige brown, like...
So is mine a different flavor? I think mine is.
Maybe the yogurt is different, yeah.
It's just a little... It's a little cookie, you guys.
It's good.
Yeah. It is good.
It's good.
Like those yogurt-covered animal crackers.
Mm-hmm. I think the icing, like... isn't as sweet as some of the other stuff we've been having, so that's good. Like,
yeah,
the ice cream was really, it was too sweet.
Yes, it's subtler. It's like subtler than the Oreo.
Yeah. Maybe because it's yogurt.
Yeah. I honestly don't taste the pumpkin spice.
What?
Am I immune to it now?
I think the cookie is very...
You're right.
Not the icing, though.
Yeah. Okay, the cookie itself.
Yeah.
I just forget what pumpkin spice is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a standard cookie.
I'd say like a 4.
I give it a 4.
Yeah.
3.9.
Because it's good, you know? But it's not like, wow.
I think I was hoping the salsa would be a 1 and we would all get to like fight each other. But I'm realizing that's not the case.
We just need to accept that Trader Joe's hasn't ever put out anything truly bad.
You're right. Mm,
that is true.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. All right, do you want to do the biscotti?
Yeah.
I'm going to read another fun fact. According to the Daily Meal, is it a... Hopefully it's a reputable source. You can get free samples of anything in the store, even if it's not, like, something that's out. So, you know how all the stores should have, like, free samples, but apparently, if you want to try something specific, you can ask an employee, and they'll open it up for you.
Wow, no catch me getting lots of free samples.
I wonder if anyone actually does that, though, or if that's just, like, a store policy.
I feel like they'd be pissed at you.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, one time I got pistachios from them, and then I came back and, like, returned them because they, like, tasted a little off, and I'm like, are you gonna just throw them away? They're like, no, we'll give them away as samples because they're in shells. I'm like, oh, cool.
Huh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is good.
I have another fun fact. If you buy Trader Joe's, this has nothing to do with fall, but I thought it was very interesting. If you buy Trader Joe's eggs that are labeled fertile, the egg could hatch if you put it in an incubator.
What?
That sounds fake.
No. I'll fact check it after the podcast.
Wait.
Look. And apparently that's like...
Have I ever seen eggs legal?
There was a picture.
I hope I haven't gotten it.
I feel like you can't sell fertile eggs, like, legally.
I'll have to look it up later. Right. I'll look more into this. Apparently they do, though. But it's like, it won't actually hatch unless it's, like, in an incubator. And even then, it still might not hatch.
But what if I have a very warm house?
What if you live in a frisbee house? The egg just hatches. All right.
All right.
This one smells more like...
I know.
So we're holding pumpkin biscotti.
This is pumpkin biscotti made with pumpkin puree and spices.
Oh, all right. Like, we're going to try it.
Oh, God.
Mine's not that pumpkin-y.
Mine's not either.
It kind of just tastes like regular biscotti.
Yeah. -4.
It's not bad, though.
Yeah, no, it's not bad.
It smells way more pumpkin-y than it is.
I'm just expecting fall to, like, hit me when I try these products.
Yeah.
Well, that's gonna
slap you across the face.
A 2 for me.
Yeah, I'd say, like, 1.5 even.
Wow.
Whoa. Those are fighting words.
It's a 2 for me.
This is really cute because it reminds me of this really... Well, I don't know if it's a popular children's book, but I would read this children's book a lot. It's about this woman who, like, a truck full of pumpkins, like, crashes on her yard and all the seeds explode and go all over her yard. So she wakes up one day and there are, like, a billion pumpkins on her yard, and she just, like, makes all these pies and all these pumpkin-y things and, like, gives it to the neighborhood. Isn't that so sweet?
That is sweet.
I know.
Is that a children's
book? That's what Trader Joe's is doing now. Yeah, it's a picture book.
I would never have gotten that information out of you had we not done this.
This is true. Thank you,
an integral part of Amy's childhood.
Bringing people together. Yeah.
All right, okay. Final item.
We have our final...
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm going to, like...
Break a piece?
No, I'm going to die from pumpkin overdosing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we have to do it. I haven't even...
Should we just... Break up one.
Yeah, I can't eat a full one.
Do we like Pop-Tarts, like, normally?
Caitlin does. I don't...
Who doesn't like Pop-Tarts?
I just have them so infrequently. I honestly probably have had less than 5 Pop-Tarts in my life.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Same. Mm-hmm. Honestly, have I ever had a Pop-Tart?
Me,
yeah, true.
I honestly don't know.
It's good.
Yeah, but there's no kick. Yeah.
Kind of like the biscotti, like it's kind of...
Mm. It's a little bit, dare I say, bland?
Yeah.
I know those are real fighting words about Trader Joe's, but...
Yeah.
No. Well, it's probably because they're healthy.
Are they?
I don't know, let's read the box.
Alright, we've got 8% of your daily value of iron, which is big.
That's good.
Big. No, this isn't good for you.
Well, it seems sometimes they're more like mild. I feel like
it's organic.
I'm just this a far cry from typical toaster pastries. They're calling out Pop-Tarts, but they can't say it because of copyright. Trader Joe's organic frosted toaster pastries are made with organic ingredients, so maybe it is healthy, like organic whole wheat flour, organic cane sugar, and organic pumpkin puree.
Probably like healthier than actual Pop-Tarts.
I will say we didn't put them in the toaster though.
So has anyone ever toasted a Pop-Tart though?
Yeah.
Really?
That's delicious. Guys,
what's your relationship to Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, I'm fascinated by this.
This is making it seem like I'm obsessed with Pop-Tarts. I don't actually have them.
Started
that
the Civil War. My family is finished.
And Mr. Tart himself came to my home, gave us the gift of food and family.
We're all very old.
Exactly.
It's very late. Nothing else?
No.
What are
we
going to
rate? We should rate
it. Oh, right.
No. I think a 2.
Yeah.
I think a 2 as well.
Yeah.
So what's our final reflection on Trader Joe's fall time?
I'm pretty pumpkined out right now.
I understand why they do it. Because, like, they really thrive on, like, theming things. But, like, the cone things, like, that's unnecessary.
I liked the cone thing.
Let me speak. The salsa, like, I don't think that was necessary. Like, putting, like, 2-3 different types of pumpkin cookies. Like, I don't know, man. I think just, like, chill it out with the pumpkin, but, like, still do it, you know?
This is true. Okay. I also think they didn't expect us to eat in a span of 20 minutes.
Yeah. I think usually when you go, you probably only get like one of the pumpkin things.
But yeah, if you had one in isolation, it'd be a very different experience.
Wait, so what was
the best and worst?
What was the best?
The mousse cake, for sure.
Oh, I was going to say the JoJo's.
I think the JoJo's were the best. Really loved the tortilla chips.
Yeah, the tortilla chips on their own are good. Yeah, the salsa is good. It's just not fall.
Yeah, it just doesn't taste like pumpkin.
I feel like part of it isn't like that they have so many things. It's the aesthetic when you walk into the store.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it just hits you.
Mm. Across the
and
face.
The almond beverage is surprising.
Oh yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by that.
Me too. Yeah. We'll find a creative way to use that.
Yeah. Mm. Could you put that in coffee?
Yeah.
Oh shit. That'd be a little treat.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Evan, get on that coffee grind.
Way to use the word grind.
Damn.
Alright, is that all?
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah. Then I've been told I have to say that you can follow us on Twitter at GTownVoice or at HalftimeGU, and you can find us on GeorgetownVoice.com. I've been here for 4 years. And subscribe to the Voice Podcast Network on iTunes. Thank you. Bye.